initially because of the science, and that's what we're going to learn about tonight. So you have in your hands, hopefully, a handout that lists Dr. Talbot's accomplishments.
Oh, good. I'm glad no one's going to read that. That's.
Yep, I just figured it's too long and I wouldn't remember it, so I just handed it out so you can all see it. But maybe the most exciting is the one you just won.
Yeah.
Being the fittest CEO.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Woo!
Thank you.
So, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to let him talk. So, thank you
all
so
right.
much for
yeah,
being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming, you guys. This is a fantastic turnout. Wednesday night in Lansing, Michigan. There's nothing else going on, right? You just did the whoop whoop. Yeah, good. That's great. This is where it's going on, right? Excellent. Okay. Awesome. Well, what I thought I would do is spend like the next 45 minutes, maybe I'll talk as long as an hour, but I won't talk any longer than that, okay? So if you can hang in with me for that long, that's about what I'm going to do. And I want to give you a perspective for, you know, I'll talk about some of the research behind Protandim, I'll talk about some of the research behind True Science, some of the research behind Axio, but I want to give you guys a perspective for where we're going from here. LifeVantage has been around for 5 or 6 years, you know, about in this space. And it's changed quite a bit with bringing on new products. And I want to give you a perspective for where we're going and why we're going in a particular direction with our product pipeline. Okay? So as I said before, if you want to record this, perfectly fine to record it. Don't just go post it to YouTube and stuff like that. Use it with your groups if you feel like there are people who are not here who should have been here. I know with the way schedules are and stuff like that, people can't always come. So the more people who hear this message, I think, the better it's going to be, not just for all of us in the room, but for them, for their families, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm going to talk about tonight all comes back to this idea of balance in the body. The kind of work that I've done for my whole career is about looking at what I call, when I say balance, I'm talking about biochemical balance. And the reason that I study that isn't just because that's what my training is. It's not just because my PhD is in nutritional biochemistry, so I like to study biochemistry. But what I like to do especially is take that biochemistry and see how it drives behavior. I will say very often that biochemistry drives behavior. The reason that we feel a particular way in our body, in our mind, is because of some chemical in our body. The reason we feel happy or sad, the reason we feel fatigued or energetic, the reason we feel mentally focused or brain fog, the reason we feel any of that kind of stuff, we can link back to some aspect of our biochemistry. And the reason why that's important is a couple of things. First of all, if we can identify what that biochemical is or what the family is, we can go in and rebalance it. If it's out of balance and you're feeling bad because of that imbalance, we can restore balance and you'll feel better, or you'll perform better, or you'll look better, or whatever the case may be. The other thing about it that is interesting is that people will very often derive a lot of comfort from knowing that there's something going on in their body, something physical, something that they can measure that is the responsible for the way they feel, right? How many times have you ever had somebody say to you, you know, well, just snap out of it, right? You're in a grumpy mood or something like that, right? And the reason that you feel grumpy isn't just because you're a stick in the mud, it's because of something that's out of balance in your body. That's how I like to frame the sort of disease process too, right? Instead of saying, you have this disease and there's your label, we need to reframe that and think of it more like your body being out of balance. And if we can restore balance, then you do better. You feel better. Your body performs better on all these different levels. And it all comes back to this idea of balance. Think about, though, what are some of the things. This is kind of abstract. I get that, right? Balance, what does that really mean? But think for a minute about all the things that can unbalance us or that can induce some kind of imbalance in our body. And when we think about that, look at all of the things that we encounter on a regular basis, day in and day out, that lead us to be out of balance. There's tons of things. Emotional stressors, physical stressors, environmental stressors, non-optimal diet is a particular stress. So all of these, when I say stress, I'm talking about biochemical stress. I'm talking about not just the stress of sitting in a traffic jam, but that is stress that goes right down to the cellular level, right down to the genetic level. Our cells express that stress in a particular way, in a detrimental way. What do you think of these is the one that is most prevalent in our society? What's the type of stress up there that most of us have on a regular basis? Emotional. Yeah, well, sleep deprivation is a big one. I'll get to that in a minute. Sleep deprivation is pretty widespread. There's one that's even more widespread up there. Dieting. Dieting's not that, you know, there's 75% of the American population is overweight or obese. It's the bills one. It's the financial stress. Right? Financial stress is something that's there for just about everybody all the time. Right? We're at the end of the month right now. So I know there's people in the audience who are thinking, a couple of days to the end of the month, and what comes at the end of the month? The bills, right? The mortgage, the rent, the water bill, the gas bill, whatever, right? It's always there. And you notice none of these things are what you might consider big, life-threatening kinds of stress, right? There's no Hurricane Katrina's up here. There's no volcanoes exploding. There's no earthquakes. It's not that kind of stress. It's this low-grade, chronic, back-of-the-mind kind of stress. It's the low-grade stress of only sleeping 6 hours a night instead of the 8 hours a night. It's the low-grade chronic stress of eating processed foods most of the time instead of your 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. So how many people do eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Yeah, like five hands went up in a room full of 250 people. That's great. So for you guys, you're either liars or you're doing great. So keep doing that. She's lying? Oh, she's not lying. Okay, good. You notice I didn't put my hand up. It's hard. It's hard to do, right? So if you're not doing that, you're not getting the kind of nutrients that you need. Your body's under stress in a particular way. How about the sleep deprivation one? How many people in here get less than 8 hours of sleep on a regular basis? Yeah, so probably 80% of the hands in the room went up, and that's about what you would expect. The difference between getting 6 hours versus getting 8 hours is that 6 hour person, which is the national average right now, that 6 hour person has 50% overexposure to cortisol, a stress hormone, right? And so that cortisol now is going to interfere with your blood sugar. That's going to cause your appetite to change. That's going to cause you to crave junk food more readily. When you give in to that, because you can't resist that forever, right? That's a biochemical signal that keeps ringing that bell that says the donut, the cookie, the cupcake, and then yes, I know, you can relate, right? And then you eat that and you gain most of it around your belly fat, right? All of that whole biochemical and psychological and behavioral cascade because of something as simple as missing a couple hours of sleep on a regular basis, right? That's how we can trace biochemical changes leading to psychological changes, leading to behavioral changes through the whole body. So I gave a talk about that, what I just said, at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine last week in San Diego. And it was very, very well received. This is where medicine is going, right? To say, wait a minute, we can't just say, here's the ill and here's the pill anymore, right? That sort of era of medicine has gone, right? We've solved all of those kinds of diseases that are sort of the low-hanging fruit. All of the other problems that we have are this. And if we want to solve this, we have to do it in what I refer to as a matrix fashion. We have to come at it with good diet, with the proper amount of phytonutrients, with stress management, with a solution for the financial piece, with all of these things that we can rebalance those sources of stress. You know, not to say that we're going to avoid these, right? One of the things I think is important is to consider this, that this is the world that we live in. I can stand up here and I can say, you know what you guys should do? You should all eat 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And you should get 8 hours of sleep every night. And you should be physically active on more days of the week than not. And you should not go to McDonald's, and you should not eat fast food and processed food, and you should eat only organic, free range, blah, 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 right? And so, yeah, and I would love for you to clap, but nobody else is clapping. Right? Because everybody else lives in this world. And we go, I've heard that stuff before, and we can't do it because it's hard. And so given the fact that sometimes our diet's going to look like that, hopefully it doesn't look that bad, right? A Coke and a bowl of French fries. So hopefully our air isn't going to look like that. But you guys get the picture, right? We're all exposed to some degree of this kind of stuff. And if that's the world we live in, I still want you. I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist, so I want you to exercise. I want you to eat right. I want you to do organic. I want you to do all those kinds of things you've heard before, but supplements fill that gap when we're not able to do all of those things in this perfect utopia, right, that we all should live in. And the when I do this kind of work, the kinds of products that I develop all come from a traditional medical system kind of a background, based on this idea that every culture in the world has had an idea of maintaining balance. They didn't call it stress. They didn't refer to biochemistry. They didn't refer to cortisol. They didn't refer to free radicals and they didn't refer to inflammatory cytokines and all that kind of stuff. They just knew when they didn't eat right, when they were under stress, when things were not going right in their environment, something happened in the body and that led to a problem. And so they figured out 2,000 years ago in ancient Greek medicine, or 3,000 years ago in ancient Chinese medicine, or 5,000 years ago in ancient Indian medicine, Ayurveda, that maintaining balance was consistent with good health. And when you were out of balance, that led you to a problem, whether you called it a disease state or you called it something like a deficiency of the qi. Does anybody know what that means? Yeah, so qi is this life force kind of an idea from traditional Chinese medicine. In my world, I would measure it as vigor. Polynesians refer to that same thing, that idea of life force, as mana. In Ayurveda, it's prana. In Western society, we might just call it energy. We might call it flow. Has anybody heard of that from psychology research? When you're in flow state, you almost lose a sense of time because everything is just kind of clicking, right? It's sometimes people call it the zone. You can get into that state physically and mentally. You just everything else just falls away and you're there. You're mentally and physically present in that moment. Motivation is another way to explain it. Runner's high, the edge, focus. All of these kinds of things refer to the exact same thing. When I first started getting into this part of research, I had some TCM colleagues, some traditional Chinese medicine colleagues, who were helping me identify different herbs that we could study. You know, things like cordyceps and rhodiola and ashwagandha and turmeric and a whole range of different things. And I would say to them, yeah, I'm looking for herbs that can help balance a stress response or help with oxidative stress or help with inflammatory stress. And I had no idea what I was talking about because I was using the wrong terminology. And I would say, well, I'm looking for, you know, when you're depressed or when you have brain fog or when you have, absence of energy. And when I started getting in there, they'd go, nope, we don't have that. Nope, we didn't have that 3,000 years ago. Nope, we didn't have that. And they finally got it and they went, oh, what you're talking about is a deficiency of the qi. And I went, of course, that must be exactly what I'm talking about. But it was just a vocabulary thing. It was just a language barrier. And once we got the list of things that they used in those traditional medical systems and started studying them using Western techniques, we could go and we could show, look, this particular herb or stem or leaf or whatever it is changes an aspect of biochemistry, takes you from an imbalanced state back to a balanced state, and we can measure that. And that's great, but then we can go a step further and see what it does to your behavior. Does it change your appetite? Does it change your energy levels? Does it change your mood? Does it let you focus better? All of those kinds of things we've collected these data on. And I'm gonna share a little bit of that with you as we go through. When we measure it using Western techniques, we call it vigor. Vigor is a term from psychology research. And here's the definition of it. Three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being, all wrapped up into one is this state of vigor. When you don't have vigor, when your vigor's low or absent, you know what we call it? You know what that word is? Crappy. That's not the scientific term for it.
Imbalanced.
Yeah, imbalanced. Yeah, burnout. Right? You guys have heard that before, right? That's a term from psychology research. The opposite state of vigor is burnout. So we can measure that kind of stuff. And when we measure it, this is a word cloud from one of my books, The Secret of Vigor. My 16-year-old daughter loves the fact that I can even make a word cloud, never mind write a book that we used for it. But you can see, you know, these are all the words. The size of the word is indicative of how often it appears in the text. But you can see some of the things that go into a discussion of vigor. Cortisol, the body's primary stress hormone, obviously stress. Inflammation, sleep levels, antioxidants, balance, what else? Supplements, glucose, all of that goes into the biochemistry of driving this aspect of psychology. And it's neat when you have vigor, it's a very different kind of energy. So I want to ask you guys this. What do you think energy really is? If I were to ask you to describe a state of energy in yourself, what kinds of words would you use? Mentally feel good, that's one. Stamina is one. That's more of a long term. That's not sort of a short term energy. Stamina is more of a like an endurance almost.
Excited.
That's getting kind of closer to what I'm. What's that?
The ability to do.
The ability to do. Yeah, that's a. So it's not just, you know, the whole energy drink category right now is all about physical energy. It's all about that pop. It's all about. Is it really all about caffeine and sugar, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but if that's all energy means to somebody, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. When you drill down and study this and actually find out from people what's causing their fatigue, you find out that it's that they're not excited. They don't feel like doing anything. You find out that it might be a little bit of like a mood issue, right? They might be a little bit depressed. Not depressed with a big D, but just not feeling quite right. And they won't say that. They won't say, oh, I'm just sad. I just have the blues. They'll say, I'm just tired. I just feel fatigued. It might be that they can't concentrate, right? They can't keep their thoughts. They have a little bit of brain fog. And they're not going to say they're confused. They'll just say that they're fatigued, that they're tired. It might be that they're stressed out, right? They're worrying about the bills. They're sitting in traffic. They don't have any time. They don't have enough sleep. Those sources of stress, people aren't going to say they're stressed. They'll just say that they're fatigued. So if you look at those kinds of things and you say, wait a minute, it's not just physical energy that people are craving, it's a mood effect, and it's a focus effect, and it's a stress resilience kind of an effect, and it's an overall well-being effect, and it's an effect where you just don't feel like getting up and doing anything. All of that is what I view as energy. And if we can solve all of those problems, people are going to have energy in a really, really different way compared to what they have right now. And this particular thing is something I've been working on for at least 10 years in different ways, and I'll try to give you a perspective for that. And it kind of all became really clear to me one session like this, right? We would do a series of vigor improvement kinds of studies where they would be 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks in duration, and we would change different things for people. We would say, okay, we're going to solve the sleep portion. We're going to solve the stress portion. We're going to solve the oxidative stress portion, whatever that is. And we'd have people come back in every week. We'd have a little lecture about some aspect of health. We would bring them back because we wanted their fluids, right? We wanted them to pee in a cup or spit in a tube or give us blood or something like that, right? So we had to give them something back. And in those sessions, people would share sort of how they were feeling as a result of whatever intervention we were giving them. And so someone would say, yeah, my energy's back. And someone else would say, my mental focus and my mood and all that kind of stuff. And we had one woman who got up one time and said, right in the middle of the class, and she said, yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. And I have the energy and I have the mood and I have the mental focus. And I've got all of that, but none of that really captured it for her. It wasn't exactly what she was feeling. And she didn't have the word for it, right? She wasn't going to say vigor because that's just not how we talk. And that was what the subject of the study was. And she goes, she kind of gave up because she didn't have the word for it. She went, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everyone laughed, and she felt really embarrassed, and she kind of sunk down and tried to escape into her seat. And I, exactly what you said, you feel like doing something. I pointed out to her, and I said, that's it. That's exactly what this is all about. This vigor idea is about having a kind of energy that is actionable. It's a kind of energy that makes you want to get up and do something. It's really motivation is probably a better way to describe it. And that's a cool thing to get, because if you can balance all of these aspects of biochemistry, these are just four of the big ones, four of the big important ones, you can restore that vigor in somebody. And if you can do that, if you can control oxidation, inflammation, and glycation, glucose metabolism, and what we call allostation, cortisol testosterone balance, those people feel better. If you can control any of those, restore balance in any of those, they feel a lot better. And that's great. If I can get you, the fruit and vegetable eater, if I can get you to feel better, That's awesome, right? You feel better? I feel better because I felt helped you get better? That's a win, right? But it's a much bigger opportunity than that, because I think of it in this sort of, and this sounds kind of grandiose, I'll grant, that if you can get someone to feel their best and look their best and perform their best, that person now becomes the best future version of themselves. And they want to pay that forward. They want, now you're going to help her feel the way you feel. And she's going to help somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. That's a really cool thing to do. And I've seen it over and over and over again, that people feel so good, better than maybe they've ever felt before, that they're able to go out and sort of spread that good around. And that's kind of what this business opportunity is all about anyway. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit and dig into the weeds of some of these products. I was talking at dinner that I've been at LifeVantage now in this position for about 10 months now. But I've known about LifeVantage and I've known about Protandim for a long time, ever since it launched in the network marketing space. And there's a big, big problem with it. And the problem is that people think they know what it is. As soon as they see it, they go, oh yeah, it's an antioxidant. I can get that down at the Walgreens. Or they look at the side and they look at the herbs and they go, oh yeah, I know those five. I can go and I can get that at the Whole Foods, right? I'll just do that. Thanks anyway. Right? How many people have ever experienced that? A lot of you. Great. That's kind of the problem, that people have this framing that they think they know what it is, and it's not that at all. I mean, it is. Protandim has an antioxidant effect. It has an anti-inflammatory effect. It has an anti-aging effect. But that is really just the scratch of the surface of what it actually does in terms of where the future of medicine and nutrition is going, is activating the body's own protective mechanisms, right? Every single cell in our body has this built into it, has an internal system of antioxidant enzymes that protect us from what? Do you guys know what we're even being protected from? With oxidative stress. But think of it even bigger than that. Oxidative stress is this thing that you'll talk to somebody about and they'll go, what's that? I don't know what that is. Most people don't know what that is.
Free radical damage,
cell damage. How about this room, the air we're breathing in this room right now, right? Let's put a real fine point on it right now. Every single person in here is breathing right now, right? Keep doing that. That's important, right? Nudge the person next to you if you think they've stopped. But every breath you're taking, every breath in, every breath out, you're creating free radicals. All of us are doing it right now. About 3% of all the oxygen that we consume leaks out as free radicals, leaks out as these reoxygen oxygen molecules. And what they'll do, here's an example of one. Here's superoxide. It's probably the most reactive of the free radicals or the reactive oxygen species. Here's hydrogen peroxide. They cause damage to all kinds of things in the cell. That's a lot of potential damage to your cell membranes and to your mitochondria, which are the organelles that make energy in your cells, or to your DNA, your genetic material. If we didn't have a system, if we didn't have this system, catalase, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, to protect us from those damaging molecules, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't be having this conversation because we wouldn't have survived as a species. No mammal would be able to survive in this oxygen-rich environment. And it's nighttime, so we're not getting bombarded by the oxidizing rays of the sun. We're not breathing polluted air. We're not breathing car exhaust right now. We're not breathing secondhand smoke right now. But we're still getting a lot of free radical damage. So we have to protect ourselves from that. When you look at something like that, everyone's copying this down, right? That's why I'm leaving it up on the screen. When you look at something like that, you know, I hope some of you in the room are at least stepping back and saying, well, wait a minute. If every cell already has this built in, why don't I just use this? Why don't I just activate this once a day in order to protect myself? Right? That would be a logical question, right? But no one ever thought of that until Protandim. Nobody ever thought of that until LifeVantage decided to bring it to market. It's a very, very new concept in science. So new, and I'll show you this at the end of my presentation, that I did a national radio tour in March where we did 20 different radio shows, health shows, right, where these interviewers were health reporters that are bringing the latest cutting-edge nutrition stuff and health stuff to their listeners. And not a single one of them had ever heard of Nrf2 before. Not a single one of them had heard of this idea that our body can make its own antioxidants, right? That tells me that we're not even front of the wave. We're on the beach watching the wave, right? So it's very, very early times. We didn't even know about Nrf2 20 years ago. It hadn't even been discovered yet. So it's a very, very new science. So don't be, I say that to not be discouraged when you go out there and you say to somebody, Nrf2? And they kind of look at you and they don't know, you know, they don't know what to say. Sometimes they just go, weirdo, and they go the other way. Anyone ever been in that situation? Right. So when you guys try to describe this to people, how do you do it? You could put a video on. That'd be a good idea. We'll talk about that in a little while. Has anybody ever sent them to PubMed to go and do it, to go and look at these kinds of things? These kinds of studies, right? You can go to PubMed and you can see of the 20 studies that we have on the Protandim blend, 16 or 17 of them are indexed on PubMed. So people can go there and type in Protandim. They can get the studies. They can read the abstracts. They can sometimes link out and get the actual full publication. But what do people do when they go to PubMed? They'll type it in. They'll get confused. They'll get overwhelmed. They'll go over YouTube and start watching cat videos because it's a lot more fun than looking at that, right? But look, I mean, look at this. There's a huge, huge scientific literature about Nrf2, about all of these different antioxidant enzymes, these endogenous enzymes that our body makes. There's these 20 studies about the Protandim blend specifically, right? So it's when somebody says, it makes my blood boil when people say, there's not enough science, or I need more science, right? So we've got 20 studies. Is 21 going to be enough? Is 27 going to be enough? Like, there isn't any supplement that has this level of research on a particular mechanism for that blend, right? So, you know, that's a whole other discussion about more research. We are doing more research, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But there's a vast scientific literature showing if you activate that pathway, your cells do better. And we've looked at it in a whole human. We've looked at it in isolated cells. We've looked at it in isolated tissues. And the reason we do that, people will sometimes look at these data and they'll go, well, that's cell data. Well, that's a test tube study. Well, that's an animal study. The reason we do those kinds of studies is because the study I'm actually going to dig into with you guys is a human study. And it gives us some good information about what happens on average in a whole human body. But what we can't tell from that kind of data is, do we get the same effect in a brain as we do in a liver, as we do in a nerve, as we do in an artery? And so that's why we do some of these sort of reductionistic kind of studies, so we can have good confidence that a product like Protandim is working in every single tissue in the body, right? And we can say that with pretty good clarity now. So people aren't doing this right now. People don't know Protandim, right? It hasn't reached that sort of stage of being a brand. People don't know very much, outside of the scientific community, don't know very much about the Nrf2 pathway. They don't know that our bodies can protect themselves if we just activate that pathway. So what are people doing to protect themselves, right? Antioxidants is a gigantic category within nutrition. Billions and billions of dollars are spent on what? What kinds of supplements? Vitamin C, E, D isn't an antioxidant. D is probably one that you do want to supplement with. E, C, beta carotene, selenium. And we know not only there's an equally vast scientific literature showing that that approach doesn't work very well. And not only doesn't work very well, actually probably causes some pretty significant damage in the body. So these are all examples of studies that have been done in large populations of people, tens of thousands of people, followed for many years. And what we find is vitamin E increases the risk of prostate cancer. And let me qualify this by saying, you know, vitamin E and vitamin C and beta carotene, selenium, these are all still essential nutrients. They're still things that we need to get in our diets. And if we don't get them in our diets, maybe it's okay to supplement up to the RDA level, the daily value, 100% daily value kind of thing. But these studies are looking at supplementing higher than that. And the American mentality is, if a little is good, a lot must be better, right? So you start supplementing with 1,000% of vitamin E or 5,000% of vitamin C or, you know, gargantuan amounts of beta carotene that are going to start turning you your skin orange. And what we find is that when you do that, it raises the risk of prostate cancer. It raises the risk of skin cancer. It raises the risk of lung cancer. It increases your mortality, right? You guys don't know what a higher level of mortality would be, right? You're dead. You're dying sooner than you ought to die, and that's a pretty bad side effect. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, it's hard to bounce back from something like that. So we're not protecting ourselves. We're spending billions of dollars on those kinds of things. And we're probably causing problems. And so this story, for whatever reason, I'm not sure why this hasn't gotten out into the public. We, meaning scientists, have known this for 10 years, right? It's been very accepted for at least a decade. That, you know, if I ask any of my nutrition colleagues, they'll go, oh, yeah, obviously. We've known that for a long time.
Then they can't sell the supplement.
Well, I don't know what it is, why this hasn't crossed over into the mainstream media so that everybody knows, oh, I shouldn't do that anymore. But when it does, whether it happens this year or next year or the next year, when this gets out there, people are going to go, uh-oh, I'm not going to do that anymore, put down their vitamin E. But then what are they going to do? They're still going to want to protect themselves because they're going to understand, I'm in this oxygen-rich environment, I'm exposed to the food and the air and the stress and all those kinds of things that are breaking my body down. I want to get that anti-aging effect. I want to get that protective effect. What do I do? It's what was on the slide previous. It's this activate this NRF2 pathway. And when that happens and people realize that, they have all the machinery built into every single cell, all they need to do is activate it, all that traffic comes to Protandim and LifeVantage. Because we have a 10-year head start. Right? These studies that I'll show you in a second started being done 10 years ago. So that's a pretty good start to have. And we know we can do it with these natural options, right? So we can look at things like this. You know, my TCM colleague can say to me, yep, we use the root, we use the stem, we use the leaf, and this is how we prepared it. We made a tea out of it, which is a hot water extract. We dunked it and cured it in a little bit of alcohol. That's an ethanol extract. There's all kinds of ways we can process these kinds of things to get the bioactives to the level that we want them, or to concentrate a particular bioactive and get rid of other ones that we don't want. So these are the key bioactives in Protandim, these five ingredients. It's not just these five, but these are representative of what you're getting from turmeric. This is the curcumin. What you're getting from the green tea extract, you're getting a particular catechin called EGCG. What you're getting from the milk thistle, etc. And so that person who looks at the bottle and says, oh yeah, I know those, I'll go to Whole Foods and get them, right? Are they doing themselves any good by doing that?
No.
How many people say no? How many people say yes? Trick question. Some good, exactly. That's where I was going. They're doing some good. If they're doing none of these now, they're not protecting their body at all. They're not having any NRF2 activation. If they go and they get some turmeric pills, great. Now they're going to get some activity through that turmeric mechanism. If they drank a cup of green tea, they're going to get some benefit through there. There's lots of things in the environment, in the plant kingdom, a lot of phytonutrients that we know are NRF2 activators. But the sort of secret of Protandim and the invention that's the subject of our patents around the world is that these five are not an additive benefit. It's not like you'll get 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = 5. You get more like 11 or 15 or 18. I use 13 as sort of the middle of the road because it depends on what assay you use to measure the synergy. So 13 is a lot better than 5. 13 is a lot better than 1. 13 is a lot better than 0. So that's what the secret sauce of Protandim is. So when your friend says, oh, I'll just go down and get those myself, fine. They're doing some benefit. But for probably less money, they can get a much more efficient activation of that NRF2 pathway in their cells. Does that make sense to everybody? That's why Protandim is so unique and so different and so simple, right? It's one tablet. All of these are already sort of pre-dosed, pre-arranged, pre-blended, so that you're getting that effect tablet after tablet after tablet. And we go to great lengths to make sure that we're able to maintain that from a quality perspective. So this is how it works. This is what your cell looks like, right? A trillion of these in your body, every single one of these has this NRF2 sort of sensor built into it already. NRF2 isn't active until it gets into the DNA. It has to go into the nucleus. It has to bind to a very specific part of the DNA called the antioxidant response element. And that's the flipping of the switch, so to speak, that turns on your cell's production of those protective enzymes. So it looks something like this. You take the protanum ingredients, they bind to a cell surface receptor. That signal is sent into the cell through a kinase protein. That allows this NRF2 to get released by this anchoring protein called KEAP1. You can see it's phosphorylated now. That allows it to be released, and it translocates down to the DNA. It binds to its specific location, and that's the signal to produce those protective enzymes. And so what you're getting with that activation right down at the genetic level, you're not changing your genes, you're just changing what's turned on and what's turned off, right? It's a whole field called epigenetics, and it is fascinating, fascinating area that we can trace how certain phytonutrients are healthy or not healthy, or how they're protective, or how they induce cleanup, or how they do all kinds of different things in the body. So this one in particular, or this combination of phytonutrients, turns on not just your antioxidant enzymes to protect you, so higher production of superoxide dismutase, higher production of catalase, higher production of glutathione peroxidase, higher production of lots and lots of different protective enzymes. But there's also an activation of production of what we generally call stress response proteins. Proteins that would go around and clean up damage that kind of slipped through your protective shield. Does that make sense to everybody? There's a 1-2 effect going on here where you're getting protection, but you're also getting this housekeeping, house cleaning kind of an effect. And we were talking before about they're probably equally important for overall health, right? We want to protect ourselves. That's great. But I'll use myself as an example. I'm 47. If I started taking Protandim today, I'm going to be more protected tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. That's great. That is a great thing to have. But what about the last 47 years? What about all that accumulated damage I have in every single cell times a trillion throughout my whole body? There's all this damage, cellular debris, basically. And that's the other theory of aging, that our cells age because they're damaged by free radicals, but also that they become less efficient and don't work as well because of an accumulation of cellular debris. Protandim is activating both pathways to protect us and cause a cleanup effect. That's a pretty good effect if you can get that in one product. And so how does that happen? I want to share with you one particular study. And I like to share this one because I'm a nutritionist, right? The other kinds of studies, if we're looking at a cancer cell line, or we're looking at a mouse model of muscular dystrophy, or we're looking at an isolated artery and showing that when you apply Protandim versus not, it stays open longer, and it's cleaner, it doesn't get clogged up, that kind of, all of that is good data. But as a nutritionist, I really want to know, I want to take that data and say, great, we get this effect in all these disparate kinds of tissues. But I also want to know what happens when somebody swallows that little yellow tablet. What happens in their body that I can measure systemically? And that's what this study is all about. And what happens is, over the course of feeding people Protandim, one tablet a day, for 30 days to 120 days, I'm going to show you data from two different time points. This is what we find. Over 120 days, we see this, a significant increase in superoxide dismutase, 34% increase, a significant increase in catalase production, 54%. That's great, right? Significant, highly significant, clinically meaningful. These are very large changes in our body's production of these protective enzymes. But I'll guarantee you, not a single person woke up at 120 days and went, "Oh yeah, my catalase feels really good today," right? We don't feel that. We can't feel that enzyme protecting us, just like we can't feel one free radical damaging one cell membrane or damaging one aspect of our DNA or damaging one part of our mitochondria. We can't feel that. What we feel is the accumulation of that damage over years and years and years and years and years. And then something breaks. You know, we get a we become inflexible. We get an ache. We get a pain. We get a brain fog. We get all that kind of stuff. That's the accumulation of that damage, cell by cell by cell by cell by cell over the course of years. So, but we can get this effect pretty quickly. And the reason it's 120 days is because we're measuring these enzymes in red blood cells, and red blood cells turn over about every 30 days. So it takes 120 days for the whole population of red blood cells in your body to be turned over. That's why we measure it at 120. But when we look systemically and we look in the plasma, we can measure things over 30 days. It's a much quicker time course. And we can measure the enzymes that are there to protect us, but then we can measure damage. We can measure cellular damage and see if we're having less of that. More protection ought to equate into less damage, right? Pretty logical. But we need to measure it to see if that's actually true. And what we're measuring here is oxidative stress indicated by this measurement called T-bars. T-bars is an abbreviation for thiobarbituric acid reactive substances, right? Which is not important, but what it measures is damage to cell membranes specifically. And the advantage to T-bars is that every university laboratory on the planet can measure T-bars. It's been used in, 4,000 different studies of oxidative stress, right? It's the standard way to do it, to measure systemic cellular cell membrane damage throughout the body. What do you see here? Here's 20-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 60, 70, 80-year-olds. What are you noticing there? Pretty dramatically. It's going up. So an 80-year-old has a lot more cell membrane damage in their body than a 20-year-old. Why do you think that is? It's very long. They've been around longer, right? They've been breathing the air longer. They've been in the sun longer. They've been, they've been here longer. They've been in this oxygen-rich environment. They're more damaged. They're broken down. No offense to anybody, but there's another reason. There's another reason that this older population has a higher level of damage than the younger population, and it's not necessarily related to time on the planet. Nutrition, probably.
Invention of plastics.
It could be. I mean, more exposure, but I think that leads into the sort of age related. The enzyme reduction. Yeah, they might not have as many of those protective enzymes. They might not be able to activate that NRF2 pathway. So if you think about NRF2, and I probably should have said this when the little cartoon was up there, one way to think about it, that NRF2 pathway, is that it's almost like a thermostat for cellular stress. And these guys probably aren't able to activate that thermostat as efficiently as the younger folks. Right? When you're younger, your body's firing on all cylinders, right? Everything's good. You can do all kinds of terrible things to it, and it bounces back the next day, right? You can go out. Here we are on the MSU campus. We can, go down to the bar, drink all night. Next morning, we're at 8 o'clock class, right? You can do that when you're 20. You can't do that when you're 20 because that's illegal. you can do that when you're 22. But we bounce back from those things pretty quick. We don't bounce back quite as quick because our protective systems aren't as efficient anymore. And one of the reasons might be that NRF2 complex gets oxidized itself. It gets damaged itself. Those free radicals are damaging everything in the cell, including that protective mechanism. Okay, so an 80-year-old has more damage than another one. Before these people were supplemented, they were asked, did they take vitamin E or vitamin C? So this study was done in around 2005. At the time, almost 10 years ago, antioxidant supplements like E and C were front page news. Everybody should be taking them, and the more the better. And so we asked them, did you take these kinds of things? And when you look at the average of supplement users, it doesn't look like it's very protective. In fact, they have significantly higher level of oxidative damage, right? So clearly these are not, I'll get to you in a second. Clearly, these are not protecting them. And like I said before, with some of those other studies, it might be causing some damage. So what happens when we do supplement people with one Protandim every day for 30 days? Yeah, that looks pretty darn good. And if you remove all of the before numbers, what you're left with is biochemically, we can't tell the difference anymore between a 78-year-old and a 21-year-old, right? From an aging perspective, from a cellular aging perspective, they're the same. This is the kind of data that gets us to be able to say there's an anti-aging effect through an antioxidant effect, through a cellular enzyme production effect, through a phytonutrient effect, right? You see how it's sort of a chain of events that we have to go through in order to get to something like this. And it led the authors of the study to be able to conclude this. This is the exact wording out of the paper. Remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% reduction in overall oxidative damage in all of these people in 30 days. That's absolutely fantastic data. It doesn't get that good in terms of scientific research, right? That's absolutely beautiful data. And most of the effect, just so you know, comes within about the first week, right? So it's a very, very quick effect. People will sometimes joke around and they'll go, well, great, this was 30 days. What if I keep taking it? Am I going to continue going down? And so pretty soon I won't have any oxidative stress, and then I'll take it for a year and I'll be sucking free radicals out of the atmosphere because I'm a black hole of Nrf2 activation? No, you can see what we've done is we've restored these older people to a more youthful ability to protect themselves. This is where we need to be. You can see that it's not zero, right? There's still some oxidative damage there. And the current thinking now is that we actually have to have some of that. A little bit of oxidative damage is actually a good thing because it signals reparative processes in the body. If we completely crushed it down to zero, it'd be bad. Our bodies wouldn't be able to regenerate and bounce back from normal little things. We wouldn't be able to regulate our glucose. We wouldn't be able to have normal cell-to-cell communication. So we need to have a little bit of these free radicals around. What we're doing is restoring balance, right? Exactly what I started talking about tonight. And Protandim's doing it in a really, really unique way. So I said earlier, I've been here in this position for about 10 months, but I've known about the company for a long time. And when I had lunch with Doug Robinson, our CEO, sort of our first meeting, he said, you know, you're aware of Protandim, you're aware of LifeVantage. Do you think we should be a Protandim company? And I said, I think you could be. I think you could build a $1 billion company on just that because it's such a fundamentally different way of thinking about protecting the body. You could, you know, take the Protandim blend and put it into a cream, and you could do a topical, right? And you could do $1 billion on just that different way of doing skincare and looking better. But I think there's a bigger opportunity here, and I think the bigger opportunity looks like this. If you've solved that cellular protection problem, you have the ability to have a really nice foundation, a solid foundation from a biochemical perspective, to build into any of these other areas that you want to. And I say that based on the idea that when you study biochemical balance, it's like a big dominoes game. Right? So if we want to control blood sugar in somebody and help them with their blood sugar control, that's a thing in and of itself, but that can help them with their appetite, it can help them with their fat burn, it can help them with their weight loss. That's a good thing to do. But if you look upstream from that biochemically, if your oxidative stress is not in balance, it's going to always be throwing a monkey wrench into that glucose control. If you try to get somebody into a less inflammatory state, right, you're trying to help them be more flexible and be able to move around better. And you can balance inflammation naturally with lots of different phytonutrients. But if you haven't controlled the oxidative stress, it's going to be throwing a monkey wrench into the inflammation. We did a study a bunch of years ago where we were balancing cortisol in people, cortisol and testosterone, stress hormones. And it was helping them with weight loss. It was getting them to go off of their weight loss plateau and start losing weight again. And we found that when we balance oxidative stress and inflammatory stress and glucose stress, their program worked a lot better. So it's all about figuring how far up the biochemical cascade we can go and solve that. And we've done that. So from here, solving that oxidative stress piece, it lets us build into these other categories, which in and of themselves are different business opportunities. You could build a whole $1 billion company just on the feel your best piece, just on the look your best piece, just on the perform your best piece. And so what I said to Doug was, look, I think you could do great here. That'd be a very important company for the world because you could bring that Nrf2 idea out. But I think we can use that Nrf2 idea to build into these other areas, right? So energy is a good example of that. People might come to you knowing that you have a nutrition business and say, do you have anything for energy? People will never come to you and say, do you have anything for Nrf2? right? Or even oxidative stress, right? They're such abstract concepts. They're not something that consumers are going to pull from us. They're things that we need to push to them. So even though I think that everybody in this room, everybody out there, everybody in Michigan, everybody, you know, you get where I'm going with this, everybody everywhere who's breathing needs something like Protandim, needs to activate their Nrf2 pathway on a more regular basis and improve the efficiency of that pathway, I also get it that this is a better story to lead with, maybe, the energy story, or the beauty story, or the perform your best story, which I'll talk about in a little bit. It's not just athletes. It's a bigger concept than that. So these are things that consumers are pulling, right? These are things that people are actually looking for, and we can do them better because we have the background of Nrf2 activation. We can give somebody a more effective energy product or a more effective cosmetic product because we're balancing Nrf2 in their body. So I want to talk about a few things. I want to dig into these three areas: look better, feel better, perform better, a little bit. I'm going to talk about the look better first. How many people have tried the True Science products? How do you like them? Good. They work fast. They work well. One of the reasons they work as well and as quickly as they do is because of that Nrf2 activation. We're able to get that effect throughout the whole body. People sometimes will say to me, if I'm taking Protandim, I'm getting that effect in every tissue in my body, right? And I say, yes. And they say, including my skin? And I say, your skin is a tissue. Yes, you're getting that. Protandim is helping your skin. Then why do I need True Science? Why do I need to put it on my skin? Why do you guys think that? Yeah, well,
your air is touching your skin.
Exactly. There's a whole new category within cosmetics of anti-pollution skincare, right? Our skin has this barrier function, right? We're surrounded by oxygen right now. If it were sunlight, we'd be surrounded by those oxidizing rays. Our skin is that first barrier of defense. So it makes sense that we want to have a higher level of protection. So we are getting benefits from Protandim inside out. And with True Science, we can put it on the skin and get the benefit outside in. And here's some example of that. This is from one of the clinicals that we've done. True Science regimen is equal or better when you compare it to any of the top prestige brands, right? So we pulled these brands. These are all the top shelf brands that are out there. Things like Pericone and L'Oreal and Nu Skin, all fantastic, wonderful products that work very, very well to deliver these kinds of benefits. But if you compare what we get with ours to them, we're as good or better on all of these key indicators over the course of 4 weeks or 8 weeks. That's a pretty good place to be. And I put this up here to let people know that we're playing with the big boys, right? We're getting as effective, as efficacious benefits as any of the top tier sort of skincare products out there. But we're getting it in a way that nobody else is able to do. We're getting it through that Nrf2 activation. Natalie Chevreau, how many people have met Dr. Fifi before? She's fantastic, and she knows the skincare area very, very well. She's writing up a paper right now that is getting down to not just these sort of cosmetic benefits, right? Cosmetics are only supposed to make us look pretty, right? That's what they're supposed to do. We have some data from actual living skin where we've applied the True Science products to the skin every day for a period of time, and we've measured genetic markers, we've measured antioxidant enzyme production. We've measured the skin's ability to withstand insults like ultraviolet light damage to DNA. And we're finding some remarkable things. I'm just going to leave it at that because I am recording this and I don't want to tell you what we're actually finding. But what we're finding is things that go above and beyond just beautifying us, which is all cosmetics are supposed to do. We're finding an ability of the skin to really respond to its environment, to basically heal itself in some very important ways. And we have to be careful about how we talk about that. We are a public company. We don't want to step over any of those lines with the FDA, right? This is getting close to treating a skin condition, and we don't want to stray over those lines. So we're trying to write it up in just the right way so we can present the awesome data that we have, but do it in a way that's responsible so that we can get the information out there in an appropriate way. So really, really good results. When we ask people, what they're feeling, we get things like this, where 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people are seeing those benefits on their own skin after using the products for 4 weeks and 8 weeks. That's a great effect. It's a great effect because it's good for the product itself, but I think it's good for a bigger benefit, because if people see this effect of Nrf2 activation on their skin, in their mirror, looking out at them after 4 weeks, I hope it lights a light bulb over their head that makes them think, huh, if I'm getting that kind of an effect by putting this stuff on my skin every day for a month, what's happening in my body when I'm taking Protandim every single day? You're getting the same kind of Nrf2 activation, but you can't see your liver. You can't see the inside of your artery linings. You can't see the neurons in your brain, right? That's something that, you know, you almost have to kind of cross your fingers and hope that something is happening. That's why we do all the studies that we do, so you don't have to hope, right, that it's not just a big pie in the sky kind of a thing, that there's actually some scientific rigor behind these kind of promises that we're making. So that's the look better piece. The feel better is kind of my favorite area in terms of the research that I've done for the last 10 or 15 years. And the reason I like it so much is because lots and lots of people fall into this category of feeling kind of exhausted, right? Feeling tired, stressed, depressed, or just kind of off, right? It's the number one reason that people will go visit their primary healthcare provider, is because they feel off in some way, right? And I have a lot of friends who are physicians, and they're in a tough spot, because if you feel this way because of your poor diet, because of the stress around you, because of the bills you're worrying about, because of your oxidative stress, because of all of those sources of stress that I indicated before at the very beginning of my talk, that poor physician doesn't have anything they can give you to treat off. Right? They don't have that. They can't just go over and go, well, I'll get something just for you. They have lots of things, lots of solutions, but none of them are getting right to the heart of that problem, which is this biochemical imbalance. And so what happens is, you know, you go in, and if you're off is your mood, you might get something like this. You might get one of these. You know, and people laugh when I put it up, because it hits close to home. These are all multi-billion dollar drugs in and of themselves, because so many people feel off. And I should say, before I put any more up, I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical guy at all. I have a lot of friends who are physicians. I have a lot of colleagues who do product development like I do in nutrition, but they do at pharmaceutical companies. So there's a lot of good that these kinds of things can do. But my position on it is that a lot of people who are getting these so-called solutions might only need a rebalancing of their biochemistry, and that's something we can offer them in a natural way. We can give them a diet, we can give them a lifestyle change, we can give them a dietary supplement or a phytonutrient supplement, and we can give them that little biochemical tweak that maybe gets them to where they need to be in terms of their mood. So remember, a lot of these people with a mood issue are feeling fatigue in their body. A lot of people who have tension, or they can't relax, they have restlessness, might get one of these sleep drugs, also billion-dollar categories. If you're off is that your brain can't quite concentrate, you can't focus, you're a little bit confused, you might get something to help you focus. And there's lots of adults and kids who are on these kinds of things, Adderalls and Concertas and Ritalins. And then this is where it really hits home for a lot of people, right? These are things that we're self-medicating with to get ourselves out of feeling tired, stressed, depressed. And all of that together is $100 billion. Right, when you add all of the expenditures every single year in the United States only, that's $100 billion. How many people would like to have a little piece of that in their business? Right? I think anybody would, because this affects so many people out there, millions and millions of people who just don't feel the way they want to feel. And we know if we rebalance them just right, if we take that same matrix effect that we have with Protandim and we built that into a feel-good product, a Vigor product, an Axio product, that's something that a lot of people would respond to very, very well. And that's what we did with Axio. So the idea behind Axio is that we wanted to create a different category, just like what we did with Protandim. We created a whole new category of cell protection that has a flavor of antioxidant, that has a flavor of anti-aging, but is a whole different thing based on the NRF2 pathway. We did the same thing with TrueScience, right? It still gives you the moisturizing. It still gives you the elasticity. It still gives you the skin tone, all that kind of stuff, but it activates the NRF2 pathway topically so that your cells are able to respond to their environment. That's something that doesn't exist in the cosmetics industry. Now with the energy category, it's all about this one-dimensional physical energy kind of an effect, right? How many people have experienced that before, right? You've taken a Red Bull. Nobody ever wants to raise their hand when I ask that. Red Bull? Never heard of it, right? $4 billion brand, right? Lots of people are drinking that stuff. And I'm not going to stand up here and tell you it doesn't work. It just doesn't work as holistically and as comprehensively as we want it to. It's going to give the physical energy piece. You're going to feel that chunk, but then what are you going to feel later? Chunk down the other side, exactly. We wanted to avoid that. We wanted to be able to give people energy that they could sense, but then instead of going this way down, we wanted to go this way out and carry them for a while. But think about, that's just one aspect of energy. Remember when I asked you what energy means to you, and what energy means to everybody is, it's somewhat of mood, it's somewhat of focus, it's somewhat of stress resilience, it's somewhat of well-being. And all of these ingredients, taking that matrix effect, creates a kind of energy drink that's multi-dimensional in its function. So it's not one-dimensional like Monster and Rockstar and 5-Hour Energy and everything else that's out there. It's multidimensional. To flip the mood switch and the stress switch and the focus switch and the physical energy switch so that you get that more holistic, that more all over kind of an effect in the body. And we measured that. Right before we launched it, we did a usage survey with 400 people. 200 took the Huckleberry Green Grape, the Volt version, and 200 people took the Red Raspberry, the charged version. And what we wanted to find, I'm only going to show you a couple pieces of the data. It was a huge study. We wanted to see, could we get, how quickly did the energy present itself? What was the onset of action of that energy? And then how long did it last? That's what I'm showing on this slide. And so what we find is that when you look at the percentage of people who felt it at 0 to 15 minutes, to 30 minutes, that's where the majority of people are feeling it. So it's being sensed very quickly that it's increasing energy levels. So people can feel this pretty fast. And then how long did that energy boost last? 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours, even a substantial amount of people out 4 or more hours. So we're getting a sustained kind of an energy effect. We're getting people up there where they want to be. We're keeping them up there with good energy levels. But what does that mean? What does that energy mean? It certainly means energy, right? With the green Huckleberry Green Grape or the Red Raspberry, we're certainly getting an energy boost. But we wanted to make sure we weren't getting to that tipping point where you get on the other side of energy. If you go too far, you get tension and irritability and insomnia and that kind of sort of a stress response. We want to make sure we weren't getting that. And so we asked people, were they getting jitters or not? And clearly, we were getting an energy boost, but we weren't getting jitters. So quick energy, sustained energy, but no jitters. So we feel like we sort of hit the sweet spot for the energy piece, that people could sense it and it lasted, and we didn't go overboard. We clearly got a mental focus benefit, because that's a big piece of where Axio came from. Axio actually came from this idea in sport nutrition that's called brain ergogenics. And it's the idea that elite level athletes will train their brain to continue going, to continue putting out work, so that they're not tailing off at the end stage. When fatigue starts to set in for other athletes, the athletes on the top podium are the ones that are able to keep going. They're able to sustain their energy. That's this brain ergogenics idea. And elite athletes are using that in order to improve their performance. And so we thought, why can't we take that from the cutting edge of elite athletes and apply it more broadly to the population? And so that's exactly what we've done. We get the physical energy, we get the mental energy, and very, very importantly, that idea of getting more done, accomplishing more, having actionable energy that you can feel motivated to go out there and do something, we were clearly getting that. Because it doesn't do you any good to just increase your energy, right? You can do that by downing a couple of Red Bulls or a couple of 5-hour energies, right? You'll get energy, but you'll just be sitting there humming, right? And you won't know what to do. We can actually measure brain waves that way, and we can see that person would have a lot of beta waves, and that would be restlessness and tension and irritability. It wouldn't be actionable energy. They wouldn't know what to do with it. They'd have to calm down before they could go do anything. Has anybody noticed that with Axio, how many people are using Axio right now? How many people like it? Good. This data, by the way, is based on 7 days of usage, right? It's not one use, not two uses. Why do you think we looked at people over 7 days? Not to see if there were side effects. To really see this piece, this accomplish more piece, the mood pieces, the motivation pieces, those come on a little bit later because they're through different mechanisms. And so what we're getting is a product that works in minutes, you can feel it, that lasts for hours, that sustained energy, and then has additional benefits, these sort of accomplish more motivational mood benefits come on in days, right? So there's nothing like that out there right now. And I think there's a real need for something like that. So again, the challenge is going to be to describe this thing that's completely unlike anything that's existed in this category previously. Oh, one more thing here. When I used to work for a very big multinational food company, whenever we did our focus groups or our usage surveys, we would ask people at the end of everything, after we collected all of our objective data, we'd ask them these two important questions. Would they recommend the product that they were trying? Would they purchase the product? And we used 40% as our sort of our golden number. If we had something that crossed that 40% barrier, we know that that would be not just a successful product, but a wildly successful global product. And so we would want to launch it as quickly as possible. And you can see here that we're up into the 50 or so percent. So clearly we're above that. Clearly we have a successful product on our hand. And we launched it in the United States about a month ago. And now every single country that we're in is clamoring to get it. So we're trying to launch it as quickly as we can in Canada and in Australia and in every country that we're in. So that's coming as well. And then these are some of the things that we asked people, sort of open-ended, what are the things that they feel? Improved focus, lasted 4 or 5 hours, kept me energized, awake without feeling nervous, jittery, or having rapid heart rate, kept me focused, felt like it was natural energy, not too wired, the perfect amount, would definitely buy this. So it tells us, again, we've really hit that sweet spot of where we're trying to go with this multi-dimensional energy category that we're creating. So I'm going to close with just a little bit of what's coming. Right, we have a perform better category that we're creating right now. And when I say perform to you guys, what do you automatically think of? Sports. Yeah, you think of athletic performance, right? But and that is a piece of it, right? The products that we're launching or will launch have an aspect of athletic performance to them, but they won't appeal just to athletes. They'll appeal to anybody who wants to perform better in their life. And that could be somebody who wants to lose weight. That's all about metabolic performance in my mind. Your appetite and your energy and your mood. Some of the things that Axio touches on will be addressed even deeper in these kinds of products to help you with weight loss, to help you with being more physically active, to help you with, you know, think about your performance in your regular job if you're doing LifeVantage on the side. Think about your performance with your family, right? You want to be able to perform better in your hobbies. You want to be able to perform better in whatever you do. You should want to have the highest level of performance that you can. It's not just for Olympic athletes or elite level athletes, right? We should be able to use the same techniques that they use in our own lives. And that's exactly what this perform better category is going to be. Because if you're feeling like this, if you have too much oxidative stress and too much inflammatory stress and too much brain fog and not enough energy and all those sorts of things, that's bad, right? You don't want to feel like this guy. But it's a signal for something a little more insidious that's going on, which is a state in your body that we just roughly refer to as being catabolic. Your body is breaking down faster than it's able to build itself back up. And if there's one thing the human body should do very well is become damaged and be able to repair that damage and come back stronger. That's what the human body is all about. And when we can't do that, when our biochemistry is tweaked out of balance, we become catabolic. So you have a normal stress situation like this, where you have a beautiful looking neuron, and you have a high stress situation like this, where it looks sick because it's broken down. It's physically degraded. You can see that it's shrunken. It doesn't have as many projections. The ones that are there, some of them are physically disrupted. This wouldn't work very well in a brain. This one in a brain, the normal stress situation, normal oxidative stress, normal inflammatory stress, normal glucose, those sorts of things, would be associated with good memory, good recall, good problem solving, good creativity, all that kind of stuff, right? You'd be feeling great. If this was happening in your liver, if this was happening in your muscles, if this was happening in your bones, that tissue would be a healthy tissue. You'd have strong bones, you'd have strong muscles, you'd have good glowing skin. But when we're under stress, this catabolic situation happens in every single tissue. So your neurons break down faster, your skin breaks down faster, that's why we wrinkle. Our muscles break down faster, that's why we get sarcopenia as we age, or osteoporosis in our bones, because they break down faster and we can't repair them back up. Happens in every single tissue in the body when we're out of biochemical balance. We become catabolic, except this tissue becomes anabolic and it builds up faster. And this is belly fat, right? This is our visceral fat, our abdominal fat. And you can see here, normal stress situation, high stress situation on the right, and I've colorized it so you can pick it out easier. But once that's there, it's easier to gain that kind of fat when we're out of balance, when we have high oxidation, high inflammation, high cortisol, etc. But once it's there, it almost behaves like a tumor, where it starts to create its own chemicals. It creates its own free radicals that not only perpetuate its own growth, but you're making a face. I know, it's disgusting to think about, right? But then those chemicals go out into the bloodstream and travel to other parts of the body. So this tissue is now oxidizing your brain, and it's inflaming your back, and it's making cortisol that can go and affect other tissues. So it's a terrible situation to get in unless you know about biochemical balance, because then what you can do is you can use those phytonutrients to go in there and restore that balance and then put you back in a better place. Which the better place is that now your diet and exercise regimen, your healthy lifestyle choices, gain better traction. It's like a third leg of the stool. Diet's important to get rid of that. Exercise is important to get rid of that. But biochemical balance is that third piece that's missing right now, and we've got it. And we're going to be launching it sometime soon. That's what I mean by performance, right? That is a perform better category, getting your whole metabolism to be better. So I just have a couple more really quick slides, and I want to stop here and just make one note. That was, for a lot of people here, might have been just a bunch of gobbledygook, and you're kicking yourself that you even came tonight, right? And I get that, right? The science is not for everybody. This business isn't about science. This business isn't about becoming a Nerf 2 nerd. It's not about being able to repeat everything that I just said to somebody. Because some of you might be excited. Some of you might want to go out and say, 20 studies, and oh my gosh, and Nerf 2, and blah, 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 blah. And your friends are going to think that you're a lunatic. And that's great that you have enthusiasm for it, but the benefit of this business, this network approach, is that you guys know people I don't know, right? I just talked to however many people here, 250 people or so. That's awesome. I hope that I gave you some information that's worthwhile. But now you're going to go and you're going to say to somebody else, hey, I got something I want you to show you. And instead of trying to repeat what I just said, you're able to say, look, there's all these studies. We have a whole R&D department that's doing studies around the world to give you guys ammunition to get people interested. We do things like these radio shows. All of these radio shows that I did in March that I mentioned to you that no one had heard about Nerf 2, these are all available to you on the LifeVantage website. So you can send them to people. You can download them for yourself and listen to them in the car as an MP3. You can do whatever you want to spread that message to people that I'm not going to reach, that Natalie Chevreau's not going to reach, that we're not going to reach with some of the other things that we're doing. That's what network marketing is all about. We have the LifeVantage Lab videos. Has anybody seen any of those? Do you like them?
Yeah.
Good. Send in your topics for us. If you have something you want us to cover, send it in to productquestions@lifevantage.com and we'll try to do a show about it, right? These are some of the most watched videos that LifeVantage has ever put out, because people clearly want to know more about the product, but it lets you do what you just said, press play, right? It lets you give a whole product overview to somebody in 5 minutes, and it's not you, so it's third-party validation right there on your iPhone, right? That's something, that's why we have an R&D department. We've got things like this, the Deadly Antioxidants booklet. This summarizes all of those 20 studies in a half page of normal language, not scientific language, so people can understand at a fairly quick glance why vitamin E and vitamin C might not be protecting them the way they think, and why Nrf2 activation might be something they want to take a look at. We have this new energy brochure that just came out and sold out in about 5 minutes at the last Elite Academy, but I'm told it's back in stock. That tells the story of multidimensional energy versus one-dimensional energy like it is right now. And then we have things like, so you can send your questions and your LifeVantage Lab topics into productquestions@lifevantage.com. You can this talk right now that I'm recording and these slides that you just saw are going to be posted up here at my website, seantalbot.com. So you'll be able to download them for your own use. You'll be able to send people to them to hear this lecture if they couldn't be here tonight. I blog fairly frequently at one of the Dr. Oz properties called ShareCare. I make myself pretty available on Facebook and Twitter and Amazon and those sorts of things because, again, for the same reason, you guys will be able to interact with people that I'll never meet in my entire life. And that's what this network marketing model is all about. We can take this message and this message of somebody being able to feel their best and look their best and perform their best and achieve that idea of the best future you, their best version of themselves, we can do that with millions of people. I can do that with a few people, right? But this network model lets us change lives around the world. So this right here is why I get out of bed every morning, right? This, as sad as that sounds, right? This is I love the kind of work that I do. And I love the fact that we've got such a solid foundation here at LifeVantage. We're like, one of my friends asked me recently, how's it going over there, right? With this new gig, what's it like? And I said, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but I think I have kind of the perfect job, right? I get to do this kind of stuff all day long. I get to come out and talk to you guys to sort of see it in action. It's one thing to have the data, right? And when I was at the medical conference last week, it was great. It was a bunch of my colleagues, right? And they heard my spiel. I actually won an award for it. It was chosen as the best research presentation of the thing, which is whoop whoop exactly, which is great. But all of the scientific colleagues and medical colleagues there will go, oh, yes, Dr. Talbot, very interesting data. You know, here's your plaque. And that's it. And it doesn't go any further than that. When I come out here, you people are going to go talk to 10 more people, and they're going to talk to 10 more people. And that's how we change things. This can literally change the world as we know it right now in terms of resetting a new normal for what people consider to be healthy and vital and well-being. That's what gets me out of bed every morning. And that's why I'm at LifeVantage. And I hope that's why you guys are here too. So I really appreciate you guys being here tonight. Thanks a lot. So I don't know if you want to do questions or fine with me.
Okay. Do you want to do question and answer period for a little while?
Yes.
Okay. There's a question. Right there in the front.